All right, so this is the second episode, Habibi. Welcome to the Habibi Show. I am your host, Hector, and yours truly, the star of the show, the Habibi, Samer Nassar. Nassar. Samer, how you been?
I'm doing very good. I always look forward to coming here because no matter how tough the day or how tough the week, this is just amazing to be in your company and Justin and your amazing studio and amazing office.
Oh, thank you. It's more amazing when you're here. How about that? No, this guy, so, you know, our last episode was quite funny. And hopefully, as you guys are following and watching and listening, that it just gets better and better.
No, we're going to be very serious.
Yeah, today we're just...
Now I know at least which camera to look at.
Yeah.
They laughed at me last time I was looking at this one. They said, nope, not that one.
That's your camera. That's my camera, Habibi.
Really? That's how it works?
That is how it works.
So I shouldn't look at you?
You can look at me, yes.
Oh, okay.
But, so, let's talk about, you know, a few weeks back, you know, me and you went to go have dinner, Rockets game.
Yeah,
that was quite a night.
That was amazing.
That was a fun night. It was spontaneous.
I don't remember watching the game at all.
Yeah, it was a very. I don't even know what happened.
I don't even know who won.
All I remember is a butt crack in front of me.
I'm not sure. Who were they playing?
The Toronto Raptors. And you know
That's right.
You know how I remember.
Yeah, yeah, I know how you remember.
Is because
my next door neighbor,
who just randomly, she's from Toronto.
She was.
From Canada.
Toronto, yeah.
She's from Canada.
Some small town.
Mm-hmm. In Canada, yeah.
Yeah, she was like a Canadian hillbilly.
but she was here alone. She was here in Houston alone.
She was running away from her boyfriend.
I guess she was in an abusive situation.
She was the abusive.
She almost abused you.
No, she had a fight. Remember, she had a fight with her boyfriend and they were like somewhere in like in Kansas or something like that.
Okay.
For business.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm leaving. And she just drove to Texas by herself.
Yeah. And we randomly had those seats in the whole stadium. We have 18,000 seats. We had these seats in the club section. And you randomly sat next to this girl.
It wasn't randomly.
Well, okay. We had three seats. And we knew that obviously it would be best. Samer, the Habibi, would be best to sit next to homegirl.
Yeah.
Right. So you sat next to her. Struck a conversation, and we found out she was just there by herself to watch the game and exploring Houston.
She was hurt.
Yeah, she was.
She was hurt. She needed a kind hug, a kind ear.
Yes,
to listen to her.
And
what was her name?
I just call her Canada.
No, I can't. Is it Marcella? I couldn't remember.
I don't remember. I'm really horrible. I'm bad with names.
I have it on my phone.
Call you Habibi. I just don't know your. I don't remember your real name. But. She was there, and, you know, I don't remember the game. The guy that sat in front of us, I mean, come on now. Like, you know, if you're wearing loose baggy pants or, I don't care if you're a big guy, skinny guy, or whatever. Nobody behind you wants to see your butt crack. But, I mean, it wasn't like a crack this little. It was like the whole butt cheek. Oh, it was right there, and I really saw it took up the whole court because, I mean, that's all I saw. And my whole mind was off, and people behind it, we were all laughing from the left and right, but it was kind of sad. But I looked over to my right, and there you were. You seemed like you had a good time there.
I had a great conversation with her. She was so cool.
Yeah.
She was desperate.
Yeah.
So that's where I come in.
Yeah. And we went up and down the stairs to the bar for a few drinks, and I had a great time.
She was
time
very then. Nice.
Yeah.
She was a really nice girl.
And you're right. She was looking for a pick-me-up.
She was looking for that. Yeah, she was by herself. She needed to make friends.
But that could have been...
We had a great evening.
Yeah, we did. You know, and so we went from there. We went to like a little nightclub they had there at the Toyota Center.
We had food first at that... chicken place
so we were at the club.
The food cart.
We went to the Toyota Center.
Food truck.
Some truck right here off Montrose and Westheimer.
It was really good, actually.
Very good. It was late at night. We had I popped the back of my truck.
That's right.
And my truck, we sat in the camper in the back and the pick of the back of the truck and put the music up, and it was a good time.
It was really very random plan.
And then my cousin had the idea that let's go to Numbers. And now, if you're from Houston, you know Numbers. Numbers has been around since the 1990s, I think, 80s.
It's a cool place.
It is a very different place. It's a weird vibes, gothics, emos. Everybody, almost like it's just the weirdness, which was interesting.
It was really nice. I mean, it's kind of like
we're going to have video for this, by the way. I'll show this to
you. It's kind of like an Austin feel, mm-hmm. like being in Austin.
Yeah, it was like feeling
in
Austin.
That's what it felt like
being Austin's
weird.
Even more. Austin's not just weird, it's freaky. It's really freaky.
No, but that place, I mean, obviously the age average was much, much less.
Yeah.
But once you get in, you just feel like nobody cares.
You they didn't care how yourself. Anybody dance. You just be yourself. Yeah, and that was really that was really neat. And I one of the first nightclubs that I've been to. I was 14 years old. Was Numbers. So that's the first. So I was there that night. We were there. We ended up getting onto the stage, and me and you were dancing.
And the music is great.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Like the music is like 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Current. But the thing I liked about it really. First of all, you can see everybody was just having fun being themselves.
Yes, that's it.
And nobody cared what anybody's doing.
There was girls wearing, you know, weird clothing and suits. I saw girls with suits. Yeah. And I saw guys with dresses and leotards.
And he looked pretty good. He was wearing
That wasn't a girl you were talking to, Habibi.
Well, once I saw the beard and the mustache, I knew that was not it. Right. But and then there was this girl, mm-hmm. Zoe.
Yes.
Zoe Michelle. I tell you what. That girl should be a superstar.
Yeah, and I remember, she
She was dancing like really, like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, right.
Movie kind of type of mm-hmm. dancing. She was really cool.
Yeah, she was really into it.
I wish her the best, really.
No, she was into it. You guys struck a conversation.
Yeah,
And, you know, we ended up the night, and we were done, and we went our separate ways, but it looked like at Canada, I think that's her name, Canada had
I have it on really, my phone. I can't remember her name.
She had a really great night. That night, and to get away from her abusive situation or whatever she was, to have that one night here in Houston, Texas.
She texted me. She was like, "I had the best night ever. Mm-hmm. I needed it. It was really nice. I hope we stay in touch."
Yeah, I mean, so you met that other girl dancing.
Yes,
and the Zoe. One Zoe. Yes, you met the Zoe girl.
I am so impressed with
that Zoe girl. I mean, and what ended up happening with that?
Zoe, she was cool. I mean, she was like 60s and 70s, but she was like maybe 20.
Yeah, she had an old soul.
23. But the way she was dressed, the way she was she was dancing, I'm telling you, that girl is a superstar. Mm. I'm still in touch with her.
Yeah.
I hope I can connect her with the right people.
Right.
That at least she can try.
Yeah.
Because she got something special, I think. So Zoe, if you're listening,
I'm sure
you're gonna be somebody.
I'm sure she'll be watching. Yeah. but you guys had you said you had you're gonna have dinner planned with her.
No, I was traveling, but I think we.
You're gonna.
I really want to introduce her to the people I know from, from the experiences I had as far as acting classes and.
Yeah, so this is what we do. I mean, we just have spontaneous nights that creates memories, and that's
I want to go there
those
again.
Best nights.
We just gotta make sure we're dressed. First time in how long?
I would say, 29 years, 30 years.
We have to go.
I was 14, so I was about 28 years ago.
We have to go again.
Yeah, 28 years ago. Yeah, we
got to
go.
Was it the same then?
It looks exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah, even the projectors and everything that's on the wall, the lights and everything was exactly the same. And I remember like the goths, emos, the kids that came in with all the black makeup and stuff. That was really interesting.
I think they thought I was the owner of the place when I walked in. Because I was just wearing like a nice shirt, and
you were the pimp.
I'm like 30 years older than the oldest person there. So, it was really cool. Mm-hmm. I felt very welcome, and like the bouncer and like maybe the owner or the manager, I don't know.
Yeah,
his name is Michael. He was really nice, and he was like, "Oh, you've got to come back." And so I'm when I come back from my trip,
I'm definitely down to go again. You know, I think you walked in there and, you know, nobody cares how you danced. Nobody, it was just.
I ended up like unbuttoning my shirt just to look.
Yes, you'll see that picture
like
right now.
Not as stiff as I walked in. And when I did this and nobody paid attention.
Yeah, you had your whole chest out and everything.
And my belly. I had my belly out.
that was, and nobody cared.
No.
Nobody cared.
I really can't wait to go again.
Yeah.
Because I think if I go again, I will have even more fun.
Right.
Because now once you get into this place, I don't know if this is a commercial to that place. I don't know, but really, once you get into, once
by the way,
you get
if you're into, the owner of numbers and you're hearing this, please,
you
give
better
us
give us a free drink.
Yeah, at least a free drink.
But really, once mm-hmm. you get in, you just forget everything outside that building, and yeah, you just become yourself.
You got to come with an open mind too, as well. I'm conservative. I don't know what he is, but. But I mean, you got to be open-minded walking in there, because you're going to see people from all walks of life in there, and
yes.
you know, you're going to have the lesbians, the gays, the straights, yes. the emos, and the reject. I mean, it's almost like the people that you.
But I felt a lot of love.
That's it.
Really,
that's
it. Really, I really cool. felt yeah, like was, everybody was really cool
and very respectful.
I think Justin mm-hmm. will be happy there too.
He's gonna be too. Don't be too
Just
happy.
Just don't Justin. Bring your girlfriend. Just come by yourself.
Yeah, actually, so Justin,
he will be like the hit over there. I think you and I would be like grandpa and pop and dad was
his daddies. Where his daddies? The wrong kind of daddies.
He would be like the guy from Cozumel, the homeless guy from Cozumel.
So Justin, who's our producer, by the way, you're not gonna be able to see him, but you know, Justin's
Hi, Justin.
been working with me for now 7 years, and that's a long time, Justin. But no.
Usually people don't last that long.
Some they don't last 7 days, let alone 7 years. So cheers to you, Justin. But no, you got a girlfriend in Dallas. He has a girlfriend in Dallas.
Oh, it's a long distance relationship.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, he had somebody in Fort Worth before.
Well, you're getting closer. Next time would be like Tyler or something.
Then he moved
eventually
to
like
Dallas.
Sam Houston.
Then he moved to Dallas. He has another girlfriend in Dallas.
Do you have a bad reputation in Houston?
No.
Okay, well, maybe next girl would be from Houston.
But no, she's coming down in a few weeks, and maybe he should take her to. She's taking her to the rodeo.
No, let's go to numbers after the rodeo. Really?
You should take her.
Is
to numbers.
Is she cool? No, that's not the right answer. The answer should be like, oh, yeah, hell, she's cool. But if she see this, you're not going anywhere, brother.
But, you know, he's taking her to rodeo to go see the Jonas Brothers. Sorry, Justin. Okay, so, Samer, you know, and Justin, you know, getting to and from the airport's difficult, or if you're getting from the office to downtown or from the downtown office to a conference up
anywhere, birthday party.
You want to know who yeah. you want to trust the person that's getting right. to you, and if you, of course, it's if you're a busy person like I am and you're driving, you don't want to waste an hour of your day sitting in Houston traffic, 2 hours of your day when you could be working and relaxing and getting your mind ready. So that's why I call the folks at Excelsior Transportation. Excelsior Transportation is one of the best. I would say not one of; they are the best
thank you.
In Houston and around the world. And also, if you're traveling around the world, if you're going to
yeah, we
England,
operate nationwide.
Yeah, the nationwide network of all these vehicles and transportation. So
I'm going to England.
He's going to England.
Yeah.
So guess what? He's going to use Excelsior Transportation. Look
Absolutely.
Them up. ExcelsiorTransportation.com, the best. And I will tell you, their customer service will help
Thank
you put you and put your mind to rest when you're in that car. You don't have to worry about a dirty car. You don't have to worry about COVID. You don't have to worry about anything. But just getting there and relaxing and enjoying the ride, it makes the experience in Houston traffic so much different. That is Excelsior Transportation. Give them a call today.
713-647-6500.
But yeah, so the rodeo, I mean, last I went to George Strait's.
You did?
Yeah, it was boring. It was horrible. I thought
really?
It was like the worst concert I've been to was a George Strait concert. I think I had high expectations.
I was there with my ex-wife, mm-hmm. and she loved him because she always said that she met him.
Yeah.
So I guess I got the energy from her, seeing her okay. excited. I was like, wow, that's cool, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe, but Joe Strait is good.
I maybe just had an off night. Maybe I went off at the wrong,
maybe, yeah.
wrong concert.
Well, plus,
yeah, so you're headed
you
off.
Like Hispanics. You like Latinos better because... Hector Garcia.
Yeah.
By the way, he doesn't speak any word of Spanish.
Un poco.
We go to Mexico together. It's really embarrassing. His name is Hector Garcia. He's like, ¿Cómo estás? It's embarrassing. I'm from Egypt. I can speak better Spanish.
But I say this every time I go to Mexico again. I don't speak Spanish here in the United States because of this. Because people make fun of me when I try to speak Spanish. So when I'm in Mexico... People embrace it, and I actually speak more.
No, you did very well.
I speak more fluent when I'm in Mexico because I feel comfortable, and I know that nobody's going to make fun of me, right?
No, I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Especially after your fifth tequila, your Spanish was fluent.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't the only thing.
Well, I think you need to tell him about the homeless guy in Cozumel.
Yeah, we did last time.
You did?
No, we talked about the last time. Oh, so, Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, are you calling me Joe Biden? Or you want to talk about Joe Biden? Joe Biden, I am. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I don't know.
You know,
I mean, it's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
To see it happening in front of your eyes.
Oh, it's I mean, sad. I think
it's sad. It's like a family member that's going like dementia or something.
Yeah, he's having some forms of dementia that's happening, and it's deteriorating. And he could barely make it till November.
Has it been diagnosed already? Confirmed?
No.
Because it's very apparent.
Yeah, it's very apparent. I mean, he did a live interview with a night show, a talk show just this week. And it wasn't Jimmy Fallon. It's the other guy. I forgot his name. But and he was actually making fun of Donald Trump because he's saying that Donald Trump can't remember his wife's name. And that's what was actually debunked, because what they're making fun of Donald Trump was saying that Donald Trump had accidentally called Melania Trump Mercedes. Well, that's not the case, because they took a little they edited the video to make it look like that. But he was actually calling out a lady in the audience. Her name was Mercedes.
Oh, they just kind of edited that way.
He edited it in a way it sounds like he's calling Melania Mercedes. Well, here's Joe Biden in the talk show saying, well, you know, I don't know why he's talking about my age. He's the same age and can't remember his own wife's name. And then he goes on to say in that same show, he keeps saying it's a 2020 election.
No, and he called the president of Egypt
Sisi.
El Sisi is the president of Mexico.
Yes, so Sisi is the president of Egypt.
I am really excited about that, actually. Yeah. In Egypt, they're celebrating now that they're all getting the Mexican pesos.
They're getting pesos.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy, you know, was inflation. He was around COVID and everything. And you know, when Donald Trump, I really believe that Trump would have stayed in office, number one, if he had shut up.
That's
his mouth gets up in trouble.
Yes.
Number one, he puts himself into trouble with his mouth. His work, I think, is good.
Yes.
You know, he does really good work. But his mouth is what gets him in trouble. And, you know, we live in a society where people are just really sensitive.
It's very sensitive.
Speaking of being sensitive, I had a friend in New York City. She reached out to me the other day and telling me that she's a business owner. She reached out the other day saying she lost a customer because she told the customer that she is a fan of Kanye West. And she was there, and she does a stretching business where you know, if you're older age and, you know, you need to get stretched and stuff like that. You know, well, while she's stretching the guy, they're talking about Kanye West and how she's talking about how, yeah, he seems a little crazy, but I like the way he takes a stand. It's not a care what anybody says today and what he did with the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if he did what he did with the Super Bowl. While everybody is filming, you know, multi-million dollar production with the Super Bowl, this guy filmed the commercial off his phone with no production costs and ran that spot during the Super Bowl. And so she was just, you know, applauding him for, you know, being different. Well, the guy, her client ends up leaving the business, and this client's been around for years.
Kanye West?
And calls her and says, hey, I'd like to have my refund for the rest of the year. I don't like you because I don't like Kanye West. And Kanye West hates Jews. And that's what, and so her stance on Kanye West cost her a client. And I just like, wow, this is just, it's so sensitive. We cannot operate as a society if people are going to be so sensitive to things.
You know, I was telling my nephew, I was talking to my nephew, and by the way, when I say nephew, they think it's a little boy. No, he's like 48. I think he's older than me. But
how old are you, bro?
I'm 28 dog years. Do the math, times seven. But so I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, look, I've been here since 1982.
Yeah.
So that's, how long is that, like 42 years?
Yeah.
I have never seen it the way it is, especially in the past 5, 6, 7 years, that the difference between different ethnicity is so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's just alarming.
Right.
And I hope that this will go back to what America is about.
Yeah, you know, there's not saying that we should be walking around offending people, But I believe that there is a sense of toughness that we're missing in society you're missing out on, you know. And, you know, we've got to – everybody's different.
Yes.
You know, we're different. You know, I'm different from you and you're different from me. And what we do, we make fun of each other.
Yes.
And I think there's some strength in that. I think that it's okay to – you know, in the midst of our differences that we could say some funny things about each other. You know, and I think that makes us who we are, and we could celebrate that in our differences, but also make fun of those things too as well.
I mean, it's good to be sensitive toward other people's feelings, but there's a fine line between we're just having fun.
Right.
Allowed fun. Right. Like you allow me to joke with you.
I'm just walking around.
Of course, if you say no, I have to respect that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, and especially we're competing with the rest of the world that they're not as sensitive as us.
Oh, not at all.
So, I mean, I don't know what that's going to be in the future.
We were in Cozumel at the carnival, and there was some really things that were like, it was like some things I was like, this in America would never fly.
Exactly.
Would never
like people would say things, and to them it's no big deal, and everybody's okay. I guess everybody's okay.
I saw three guys, what they were doing, they were in the parade, and they had the blackface on. They were all, and I told them, I said, that would be racista, right?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the United States, that would not fly. That would be a big deal here. You know, if you, because they were trying, I think they were trying to imitate Africans from, from Africa. You
and
know,
the one that were dressed like Egyptians.
Yeah.
They're not Egyptian, they're Mexicans.
Yeah.
And they were
they did a good
thing.
Job, though.
Somebody could say, they're making fun of the heritage of this. But
you know, it's like how sensitive a society has become here. And there, that's hard to, I think, balance yourselves. And I'm pretty sure people are listening to this right now and they're going to get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, but no matter what we say.
You're never going to make anybody happy.
Well, America is still the best place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like to say that because sometimes when you criticize it, people think that you don't like it. Mm-hmm. No. America is an amazing place to be, especially if you live somewhere else, you know, you got a good deal in America.
Yeah, and so everybody gets hurt over politics.
Yes.
You know, and they're going
to
get hurt.
We just have to learn to accept somebody else's opinion.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, me against you. No.
Right.
The good thing about America is that we have different opinion that makes us stronger.
Right.
Can you imagine if everybody agrees on the same thing? Man, we'll go down fast.
We would.
Yes. That's how I like my house to be, that everybody agrees with me. But that's not a good thing.
You don't find it funny how usually the people who get so butthurt, you know, and they get their feelings hurt and they get so their butthurt over everything are usually the ones that say some offensive things to people who are really more tough. And
that's
like,
right.
I could be like, man, I could be my feelings hurt. If I had my same standards that I wasn't as... If I was as sensitive as you are, I would walk around offended by being around this sort of person. But they come across offensive themselves.
We need to have more fun.
We do.
Really.
We
like I see,
relax.
Especially like, and I don't know if it's okay to say that, but especially like when I go somewhere and, you know, like I was born in Egypt, you have Hispanic, and we laugh and joke. And then you see like 3-4 white guys, young guys, like in their 25, 30, 35, 40, sitting. They drink, and all they talk about is politics and stock market. And like, dude, it's 2:00 in the morning. There's some hot girls walking around.
Right.
I don't think that's the right place to be talking about politics and being serious.
Right, yeah.
So I think in America, sometimes maybe we forgot how to have fun.
Yeah.
Because maybe we have more, and we're afraid to lose it. So we're so concerned about what we have.
Why do you think... We got to where we are today and being
because
such a...
Because we have more.
Because we got to have more.
We have more.
But like you being go so to places. What made us such a sensitive
look,
society?
Look, when we go to Cozumel, right? Yeah. And you see people, we talked about it, and you see people who look obviously...
Right.
Don't have as much, even I would say, poverty-like.
Sure.
They are having a great time.
Yeah.
Because they have nothing to worry about.
Right.
They have nothing... They don't worry about losing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But... As I got older, I learned the more you have, the more stress.
More money, more problems.
Because you're afraid to lose it.
Right.
But when you don't have anything, what are you going to worry about?
You got no hair.
Like,
you got nothing to worry about.
You just lay down on the on the sidewalk like that that guy.
With I had a hard on.
And we have a hard on and he's happy.
He didn't care. He had a sidewalk to lay his head and he was happy.
I think having fun is a decision. It's a decision.
Right.
It's not like, let me wait till everything is okay.
Right.
Nothing will ever be okay 100%. Ever. It would never happen. Everything is okay. I think if everything is okay, it's like when you die.
Yeah.
That's when, okay, everything is perfect. Mm. Until that moment, you still have to improve something.
Right.
So I think sometimes we put restrictions. Like I was sitting in my office talking about this. I was sitting in my office last week. And I was not very happy. They were just pissing me off at the office. Like, I was like, God, this is like babysitting. I mean, like, really? We've done this for 32 years. You still have to ask me to? Yeah. So I was sitting there and something popped up on my desktop about a game, Liverpool against Manchester City. Well, I'm a big Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Soccer or
right.
real football. I'm sorry, but, you know. But I'm a, like, this is the team I follow.
Right.
So I started looking. That was like what is today? Today's Friday? So it was last Friday, maybe. Mm-hmm. Today's Thursday. Last Friday. And I was like, you know, let me look into it.
Yeah.
And I saw there is a game on March 10th, Liverpool against Manchester City, in Liverpool, in Anfield. Anfield is the stadium. And it's supposed to be one of the loudest stadiums in Europe.
Right.
Like any European team going to play in that field, they worry about it.
Right.
They're scared of that. So it's an amazing place to be. So I started looking at an airlines ticket and looking at hotels. Before you know it, I was booked to go next, like in 4 days from now, to get on United Airlines. I love them. To go from here to London and stay there a few days and then go to Liverpool.
Man, brother, and you invited me too. I would have loved to have gone.
I know it was the last minute because...
But that's sometimes the best trips to do that.
Well, that's the beauty of being single too. Right. You do things the last minute. Are you hearing that, Justin?
No, I had a big argument.
That's the beauty of being single.
I had a big argument with my wife this couple of days ago.
Why?
Because Justin was trying to persuade me to go to Cozumel. Remember, Justin? We were here in the office. And she's going to hear this, and she's going to get embarrassed. But this is a real podcast. I got to be real.
This is what happened. Real life.
Yeah, it's real life.
That's what we all go through.
Yeah, this is... I was...
Until you're single, then you don't have to worry about this shit.
And I'm telling you, I was in here, and I had a stressful day. I don't remember why. I was stressed out, too. It was something that happened. Oh, it was these guys here at the office. They made a social media post, and for the third time, they put a post of a picture of a couple that's no longer together on social media, and they put it up, and I caught it, thankfully. But this is like the third time I've told them to be careful with this stuff, and so I was frustrated, and I was like, man, I just need I need another break, right? And I said, let's go to Justin says, why don't we go to Cozumel? We need content for the house in Cozumel. By the way, if you're watching this right now and you need a great place to stay. Go to Casablanca Cozumel.
Yes. And mention Brand Nation. You'll get 20% discount.
we'll make sure.
Well, that discount does not apply to any Brand Nation employees or affiliates.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I was saying, let's go. And Justin was saying, we need more content for the house.
Yes.
Yeah, we need more pictures.
Plus, it looks different.
Yes.
It looks a little bit different than that was, the pictures were like a year, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think 2-3 years old, as far as the pictures.
Yeah.
But me and Justin were talking about it, and my wife there was hearing the conversation, and she was like, she was telling me
why
no.
can't she go to?
I told her to go.
Yeah.
But I think I told her to go. But for her,
but she has to work.
She has to work. Yeah. And by the way, she works because she wants to and she loves her job.
Yeah.
And then number two, the kids, it's a lot more difficult for her to just get up and leave. But, you know, I said, well, hey, I could just get up, you know, I'll just go to Cozumel for a couple of days, work from there, take pictures and everything. Well, on the way home, Justin, on the way home, it was like World War III in my car.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had just told her that day. I went to go get some. I wasn't feeling good that day. It was Monday. It was week, by the way. I went to go get some. What do you call it? The injections. The IV treatment, which is actually really good.
Yeah, like I went for the hydration.
Drips.
Yeah,
because I wasn't feeling good, and usually I try to avoid like.
Too much to drink.
That's
what happened.
I needed a drink after that day.
Yeah,
but. I try to avoid, manufactured stuff.
Yeah.
So I try to do all natural. So the injections help, vitamins help. So when I get sick, especially, I go get the drip. Well, when I got there, they didn't let me take the drip. And
why?
I said, because my blood pressure was too high.
Because of your wife.
Well, wait. It gets better.
But no, Eva, yeah. I love you, Eva. You're the queen.
Yes, he is. And the king. But, yeah. But so, you know, the nurse there was saying, you know, I can't give you any drip because your blood pressure. My blood pressure was 220.
Wow.
220 over 120. Yeah. It was really high. And I was like, man, I work out. I watch what I eat. And it's still high. And I sat there for 30 minutes because they kept trying it over and over again. Anyways, they ended up giving me vitamin injections.
Yeah.
You know, with the
And that
shots.
Lowers the blood pressure?
No. They did that because, and actually that helped. The vitamin injections helped quite a bit. I was actually in 3 hours. My sickness was about almost gone.
Yeah.
So on the way home, I was telling Eva, hey, you know,
It took you 3 hours to get home?
Well, I had to come back to the
Where
office.
Where did you go?
I went back to the office, still had some work to do, and that's when we had the conversation. And I was literally, I had just told Eva, the doctor told me about the blood pressure, and I need to watch what I was doing. And
who you're doing.
And yeah, who I was doing. But 10 minutes later, it was like, I can't believe. And I'm like, this whole time, I'm like, no wonder why my blood pressure is so high. Why did she do this?
Oh, so your blood pressure was high before the conversation?
Yes. And then I was like, hey, I said, this is not even more why I need to go to Cozumel. Because that's how the conversation, I said to her, you know what? I need to take my blood pressure down. Cozumel, the beach relaxes me and it gives me a sense of peace. And then I saw her like this when I was talking to Justin. And Justin was there in the conversation, and then as soon as we left, and she was like, "It was like, I can't believe you wanna leave. You always wanna leave and leave the house and everything."
You didn't tell her that I'm coming.
No, I didn't tell her that.
Okay, that will worry her.
Yeah, I didn't tell her that part. But I said, Eva, we're just gonna go and take pictures for the house. We need the pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're always trying to find a reason to leave. Well, what about my blood pressure?
Yeah, but you can say I always have a reason to come back.
Yes.
I always find a reason to come back.
And I told her, you know, I was explaining to her that, you know, I was there in Cozumel one day without her. Remember, I got there a few weeks ago. Was there alone.
Yeah.
And I told her that once you showed up, like I became alive, right? almost had a heart attack when she showed up.
Did you say light or lightning?
Almost became alive.
There was lightning.
Alive. I was alive. Lightning, yes. Lightning, yeah.
And thunder.
The thunder, yeah. And thunder. The hurricane. But the hurricane showed up. No, I love you, my wife.
Of course. But anyways, it's good to have little breaks.
Yeah.
Really? It's really good for relationships.
And she was saying, just because you have issues don't mean you need to run away. And I was like, no. I go, some men like to go hunting. Some men like to go fishing.
Some men like to go to strip clubs.
Some men like to go to strip clubs.
You don't.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't do drugs?
I don't do drugs. I barely drink. I don't drink. I don't drink like I used to.
No.
Right?
You work out, you exercise, you look good, you're a dedicated father.
I try my best. I run a business. I'm stressed out. Justin stresses me out. Hey, when Justin started, I had hair. Now, when Justin.
That's because he's a barber. He used to be a barber.
but you know, now that I found some peace in Cozumel, and it's just a quick flight.
Yeah.
And it's not like I was going to be gone for 2 weeks.
That's 2 days.
Two, 3 days, and that's it. But she has a hard time with that.
That's
and,
okay.
and
well,
you know
a good
and
husband. Her,
but
understand.
I have the microphone and she doesn't. So, you know, I'm going to speak my mind. And when she has a podcast, she can do
she
that.
She can say whatever she likes. Yes. But I think you and Eva are amazing couple.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know, tomorrow
and
is.
And she's good for you and you're good for her.
No, she is definitely my soulmate.
But that doesn't mean, my mother used to tell me, even your own intestines fight sometimes.
Oh, man, my intestines are always fighting.
Right, so, you know. So, anyway, I decided. Look what I got.
Yeah, so you're going to Liverpool.
Yeah, look. Liverpool.
You leave next week.
I leave Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It said, you will never walk alone. So, please. I don't know if this
is going to be. Where are you sitting in the
stadium? Oh, I got the VIP pass.
Nice, VIP brother.
I'm
so excited for you.
I'm gonna sit next to the owners.
Oh, really?
For real?
Really?
I'm serious.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was very expensive.
I'm sure.
But because I mean that game between Liverpool and Manchester City, they're like competing for first and second place in the Premier League. So it's kind of like the Super Bowl of Premier League.
Right.
So to get tickets just like 10 days out and
that's pretty.
And I thought, you know what? This is one thing on my bucket list, Mr. Justin, as you reminded me that that's the name of the movie, the bucket list.
I thought it was the notebook.
No. It's the other one, the green fried
tomatoes.
The fried green tomatoes?
She has dementia.
green fried tomatoes. Fried green.
She has dementia with the old man.
The Notebook.
When me and you are like, I've, The Notebook. When I start playing a song, you start remembering.
I start speaking again. My speech gets better. So I was like, you know, this is something that I've always, actually, mm-hmm. there's not that many things that I wanted to do on my bucket list.
Right.
But that was one of them.
Okay.
To go to Liverpool in Anfield and watch my favorite team. And also because there is the player Mo Salah.
Yeah.
That he's from Egypt. And okay. I was born in Egypt. So there is some connection somehow. Of course, he doesn't know who the hell I am. But, you know, yeah. I'm going to be like crying like a little girl. Mo Salah. But just to go see that game in Anfield, I am so excited
yeah.
that I'm afraid I'm going to get sick before I go. And I never think this way.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be really careful.
Get your shots. Get the IV treatment.
Yeah, and look, I'm yeah, so cool.
You're
now.
Ready, yes.
But, I mean, going to Liverpool.
But you
got to
take your shirt. When you're there, you had no shirt on. And just wear the scarf.
No, I'm going to be sitting in yeah. the VIP.
How's the weather there?
It was going to be like in the 40s.
Okay, that's cold.
30s, yeah, 40s. Cold, yeah. But also, the other thing that makes Liverpool, to me, like a very, very special place mm-hmm. is the birthplace of the Beatles.
Yeah.
So I already booked my
And you Beatles saw them at the rodeo,
tour.
Too?
No.
You know they did come at the rodeo.
I saw some five other guys. I'm not sure who they are.
Yeah.
I think it was no, like Los Tigres del Norte.
That's actually be a good concert to be
I know. They're coming. Yeah. I know somebody wanted to go.
Yeah,
so.
Cozumel, yes.
Yeah. No, they're coming here.
I know, but the girls in Cozumel wanted to come.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marcella. I remember. Yes.
Marcella, the
yes.
dentist. She's not calling me. But anyway, so.
You know what? Next time on the next episode, when we're going to have a live call with her there.
I know. I have. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, but no, I'm really mm-hmm. excited. And also the Beatles. I mean,
yeah.
to go where the Beatles Museum and go to the streets like Penny Lane and mm-hmm. all these songs. And I am really excited.
Is your first time to England?
No.
No. Okay.
But to Liverpool. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because I mean, Liverpool is considered like a blue collar city. It's more like a harbor where they. Industrial
yes.
city, so nobody goes there for tourism.
Right.
But to go see the Beatles, or now that Liverpool team is doing very well, is getting a lot mm. of attention. So I'm really, you know what? I'm going to send you a video from there. I'll do a report.
Okay, do it.
I'll do a reporting yeah. with like
and then we'll put it in the podcast.
Owners, yeah, with the owners, mm. with Mo Salah, with anybody I can talk
That's
to.
Make sure you upgrade your
for
phone.
For real. Upgraded to what?
Yeah. Well, what kind of phone do you have? You're still the iPhone
Motorola 3. Flip phone.
You still got a pager.
No, it is. It is the iPhone 15 Pro.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. What do you mean upgrade my phone?
Well, make sure you have the latest.
I just don't know how to put music on videos. That's all what it is. This guy
no, we were in Cozumel
all the time.
No, we were in Cozumel. He asked me, how do I post a picture on Instagram?
Justin, do you really believe that shit? Justin, don't make that face. That's not nice. You're going to tell your girlfriend. No, I just didn't know how you put a music on a video. Okay. It's okay. I'm willing to learn.
But yeah, so you take some good pictures, videos.
I will. I'm going to try to do some interviews. Yeah. You know what? I need something that says Brand Nation.
Yes.
And tell them I'm a reporter
from
the Brand Nation
yes.
YouTube channel.
Okay.
I'm here to...
No, you're now That's with the Habibi Show.
With the Habibi Show. Show. With the Habibi Show.
By the way, if you're watching, we have a website. It is thehabibishow.tv. It is thehabibishow.tv.
Is it live?
It's not. Well, by the time this airs, it yeah. will be live. Right, Justin? Thumbs up. But yeah, so Justin's going to be working on it. I think he'll be working finished with it
Did
tomorrow.
He shake his head like yes or no? I couldn't tell.
It was a nervous yes.
Oh, okay. That's a yes. Okay.
It was a nervous yes.
That's like, yeah, yeah, sure. No problem.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, else. Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
No, you know, those spontaneous trips are sometimes.
But I'm going to do an interview.
Yeah.
I just need something to make me look like official representative of something.
Oh, you're the Habibi. You are the logo.
But you don't have. Okay.
Find it's out. The Habibi Show.
I need something to show Houston, Texas.
Why do you keep covering your nipple when you do that?
Because I'm going to be cold. It's going to be really cold.
Yeah.
No, like some kind of
okay.
logo or name tag.
That'd be cool. Okay.
For real.
Yeah, I could get you a shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm representing this and have an interview with like Mo Salah.
Okay.
With the owner of the team or some crazy fan.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
We'll play
I'm
on the,
doing it.
And we'll definitely play out on the next episode.
You just have to show me how to record.
You can zoom me in so I can try helping.
Yeah, or I'll do it. I'll do it live, like FaceTime.
Yeah, you're probably... What you'll probably end up doing is record it, but the camera's flipped the other way. Record the wrong thing.
Okay, look, it's going to be 3:45 p.m. over there in England, which is 6 hours ahead.
Okay.
So what time would that be here? Like 9:45?
In the morning, yes.
Yeah, right?
It's perfect timing, yeah.
Will you be at the office? No, you don't come until 1 o'clock.
No, Justin, right, Justin's time.
I see him posting, I'm going to breakfast at La Fantasia restaurant. And he has like a breakfast. I've never seen somebody that can eat that much in the morning.
It's a really good breakfast.
And then, you know what, Justin? That reminded me of something that was not nice. When we're in Cozumel, it was him and his wife. And me by myself, you know?
Habibi,
and I wake up like maybe 9:30, they're gone.
No.
And then I'm like, where are they? He said, oh, we didn't want to wake you up. We want to have breakfast. Really?
Habibi, you were sleeping. There was one night,
You know what, Justin?
I thought I had to go give him mouth to mouth because I thought he had a heart attack or something.
No.
It was He woke up one night with 11. I'd heard, yeah. I mean, I didn't hear it like that, but.
Now, if you want to improve your business, and get more volume. Look, no matter how much we can do as business owners, there is sometime a limit that we need somebody else to push us in areas that we're not as good, you know, in it as other areas. And really going to Brand Nation, Hector Garcia and Justin and his team, you know, George and everybody. I mean, I know it firsthand because when things were a little bit tough for my company about 6-7 years ago, I felt like we have a good sales staff. I felt that we're doing everything we can with our website the way we think it should. Oh, my God. Hector and his team came, and it was like a revolution on how many doors have opened, and it was available, but we didn't know how to get in. And Hector and his team at Brand Nation, they did an amazing job to get us in areas that we would have never been able to get to. And I saw an increase 25-30% within like the first 6 months. I mean, they always say 90 days. I think it was before 90 days when we saw a difference. But within 6 months, I can say, really, it was maybe 30% increase. So thank you very much, Hector, Justin. Brand Nation is just really, it feels like family. They're a big company, but they make you feel like if you are the only customer they have. So really, thank you.
We'll make you feel like the homeless guy on the side of the street with the heart on. Call if you're looking to be like that, 713-999-4661.
They're amazing. Brand Nation. Amazing. They're really amazing.
999-4661.
Just feed him breakfast. And he will do a good job.
Yes. And by the way, if you want to call and have breakfast with me, I love breakfast meetings. Yeah. I love it.
He just never invites me.
I won't invite him because I'll be at breakfast for 10 hours.
That's right.
So tomorrow, speaking of my lovely wife, the key to, who has a key to my heart and everything.
Yes, of course.
You know, tomorrow
and the luck.
Huh?
And the luck.
The luck to my heart. And the front too as well. What do you call that? What you, there's a word they put that thing on like, over you, the lock to your like an underwear that you wear. They used to put it on the women in the old days. Was it?
I don't know. I wasn't born. Well, he's looking at me like is something my mother had. I saw my dad had a big key. It was like this big. I don't know what he did with it, but... Mom, I'm sorry. He made me say it.
But
you looked really good with all those chains.
But
we should go to numbers.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is our 21st anniversary.
No way.
21 years.
You should go to breakfast.
We should
go have breakfast tomorrow.
Well, guess what? You remember I was sick on Monday? Well, she's a little sick right now.
She is?
Yeah, so tomorrow morning she's going to go get some injections to help her with her sickness.
Okay.
But she doesn't know this, but by the time she sees this, She's always talked about Europe, and she's always talked about how, when we've never been, I've never been to Europe. I've never been overseas.
We need to do a trip to Greece.
We should. Well,
I know it. And then Egypt, Greece and Egypt.
I'm surprising her tomorrow. I end up getting her a Mediterranean cruise.
Really?
Yes. And we're leaving.
Are you going
September.
With her?
I'm going with her. That's yes. Good. Yeah, we're taking.
Because, like, surprise, you go by yourself.
I'm going to be going to Cozumel. I'm going to Cozumel. You're going to Mediterranean.
Some more content.
But no, I'm surprising her with the trip. And
that is very
the other
nice.
Day, it was yesterday, I actually bought it. And I was sitting like, man, I was looking at the prices. And I'm like, man, the travel there, the cost of the flights and everything. And I'm like, and when I was there, and I was like, I was spent like 2 or 3 hours trying to find the right cruise and making sure it was going to the right places. This cruise goes to Spain, Italy, and France.
Wow.
In two days.
And where does it start from? Spain?
It starts in Spain, in Barcelona.
Okay.
We're going to Barcelona. We fly into Barcelona.
Do you have dates or is
yes,
it open dates?
It's the last week of September.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us, yes.
And did which you, cruise? You, yeah, can I?
You can go to breakfast with us. So don't ever say I don't invite you.
Thank you very much. So what's
it is an adults only cruise. It's an adults only cruise.
Oh, I can't go there. That's very bad. So what's the name of the cruise ship?
Of the Virgin Voyages.
Really?
Yeah. So you know Virgin Airlines has.
Oh,
their...
that's the gay trip. Yeah, that's the gay cruise ship. You're gonna have fun. Yeah.
It's the numbers cruise, but. But no, it's. I'm excited about it because usually on cruise ships you see a lot of kids running around.
Yeah,
and it's
just, this is more adult.
And it's built out for adults, and they even have like comedy shows are built for adults, and I thought it was really cool.
Is it topless?
I don't know.
Can you be topless?
I'm pretty sure you could because I mean I don't know.
And Eva too.
Well, you
I was talking about you.
Yes, I will be topless. But yeah, no.
So Spain, Italy.
Spain, France, and Italy. With 2 days in Ibiza.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to go to Ibiza.
Yeah, they have that foam thing.
Yeah, the parties and stuff like that. I've always wanted to go there.
At
so,
the nightclub, that's
yeah,
really
so
cool.
I'm looking forward to that. And you know, but 21 years, Samer, married.
Congratulations.
But I was there online.
Eva
and I was,
is a hero.
She is. Seriously. She saved me.
Well, yeah, she's a hero to put up.
She has.
No, yeah, because you're not easy.
And this is probably a podcast.
You're like very... very hyper.
I am.
Right?
I'm like
and you're on
kid.
The phone all the time. I was yeah, I'm not your wife yeah, and I was getting
my
pissed
phone
off.
What's going off right now?
Man, we would be on the beach. I'm not his wife. I'm not his boyfriend. And I was getting pissed off that he was on the phone all the time. And yeah. Every time you tell him, Hector, you know, you know how, I just have to answer this one. No, and it's not just that. It's not just that. You talk to him. He's not even entering. Right? Does he do that? Have you seen that before? You talk to him, he's like...
I can't multitask.
And I don't know if he's listening to me or not, but he's...
I can't like, multitask, though. That's ADD.
Doing things.
Now my feelings are hurt.
And then it's like, Samer, you know, that's how he talks, really. Samer, you know, just this one. I'm serious, just this one, and because I'm afraid they might not be reception.
My feelings are hurt.
Why?
Because you like Kanye West.
Actually, I don't
know. No, but...
I don't know much about Kanye West.
No, I'm kidding about that.
But they said he's a genius.
Yeah, he is. He's very. I think he's smart, too smart for his own good. That's
really?
How. Yeah, I think
he's
so.
God. They said he's God.
He's a genius. I think some people are too smart for their own good. If that makes sense.
I think so.
But, you know, so the other day, yesterday, I was trying to find the trip, and I was like thinking, I was like, man, look at the cost and everything, but I was like, you know what? You only live once.
Yes.
You. When do you ever get a chance to do this?
That's right.
You know, I'm 21 years marriage. I don't know if I'll be alive in a year from now.
Oh,
I don't.
You scared me. I thought he was going to say, I don't know if I'll be married next year.
I don't know. What you never know.
No.
And you know, I have, you know, and it was crazy because that week when that month, the week we are out on the cruise is a 2 year anniversary when we almost had a near collapse here in this business. Like my life changed
really?
That week. Yeah, we'll talk. That's a whole other episode that we'll come out with. You know, that's almost a celebration. But that whole incident that happened 2 years ago here in this business.
So tomorrow is March 1st?
Yeah, March 1st.
That's your wedding anniversary?
Yeah, 21 years.
Really? Congratulations,
21 years,
man.
21 years.
That is amazing, really.
And the day I laid eyes on my wife is the day I fell in love with her. I'm not kidding.
I'm going to throw up. Do you have a bucket? Do you have a plastic bucket?
That's why
no,
I'm going
actually,
to
the, that's
yeah. That's truth.
That's when the best.
No, you don't really hear people say I had love at first sight, but in a room, we were in a church, and we had 1,500 people in the room, and that 1,500 people, God had me out for her, and she was waiting, she had me waiting
Which
for
church
her.
Was that?
It was a church in North Houston called the Worship Center.
And she was there by herself?
No, she was, so the story is,
she was there.
She was dancing on stage.
Is that
she
a church?
Was. It was.
It's not a strip club.
She was doing.
It's yeah. not St. James.
Is it
St. James?
No, okay. It was a church. But I did tell. The joke is I met my wife dancing on stage while she was dancing Very on stage. Nice. And she was dancing on stage. She was doing a
performance. Was she like possessed?
No, but she's possessed now. Giving me a heart attack. No, my love. I'm not. I'm serious. I'm kidding. I'm serious kidding. But no. You know, so, you know, for 21 years since then.
Congratulations.
21 years, brother.
She's really. I had the pleasure of knowing her since the first day I met you. She's an amazing person.
Yeah, she is.
But you're an amazing person.
And I will tell you this, and I'm going to tell my wife, because she's going to be listening to this and probably while she's driving in the car to her job or somewhere, she's going to listen to this podcast. And she thinks, and what she thinks is that when she's not around, that I do what I do is just bash her, or you know, we talk.
She really thinks that?
Yeah, she thinks that I undermine her or I complain about her all the time. But what everything you just heard right now is what I was exactly what I said.
And that's what you say. I know that firsthand.
Yeah,
that's what you always say when you talk about her.
I will talk about how I almost had a heart. She almost gives me a heart attack, high blood pressure. But I also talk about how much she means to me.
Oh yeah,
and that is the real conversations that we have as men.
You are very. Yeah. A good match because you complement each other.
And you know,
and she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. She is. She is too good for me, if that makes sense. She is. Yeah.
Well,
she,
you're beautiful too.
Thank you, brother.
Joking aside, you're a beautiful person too.
You.
Really.
You sure you
Maybe
don't have
not
to
physically.
Mention.
Not physically.
You sure you don't have
but
to
like
mention.
Personality, you're a very nice guy. Physically, I'm not sure. Sure. I don't know. Is this The Rock or.
Stone Cold?
Something. Yeah. Or Mike Tyson? Mm-hmm. Maybe the white Mike Tyson?
Hey, don't mess with me.
No, you two are an amazing couple.
Yeah, she
and is. You have beautiful kids.
Too. Yeah, we have four incredible kids. Yeah. And it is the best thing that God has ever given to me is not just my wife, but also my four beautiful children.
And they're all yours.
I think they are. I'm not sure about the last one.
That's very
no, the last one is absolutely mine. I told you, if you ever get rid of me or lose me for some reason, you still got to deal with me through my last one.
He's just a lot darker than you.
He is. Well, yeah. They're more Mexican than me. but you know, my last one, my youngest son, he's 9 years old. Him and Eva argue a lot. Like
really?
They bump heads a lot. And it's funny because I'll sit there and be quiet, and I'll sit there and I'm like, that's funny because I would say that to her, and they would start arguing. So he takes a lot of the attention away from me.
Yeah.
And so he'll bump heads with her a lot.
He's probably her favorite too. He's the little one.
He's the house. He's a spoiled one for sure. You know, everybody caters to him, and that's the last one. So
no, really, yeah. I mean, I'm so happy to be invited to the. Quinceañera?
Yes, the quince.
In April?
Yes.
And I didn't know you're allowed to be near kids.
Yes, you know how many times I go on the quince?
Exactly. You always get invited by the kids, not by the parents.
But you're going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. And you can bring somebody if you want. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bring something. Yeah, I'll bring something. Of course I'll bring
someone.
Something.
Yeah, if you'd like. You know, we have a DJ. We're going to have food. And
really?
Yeah.
It'll be at the house?
No, we're going to have it at the hotel.
The Hilton something.
Yeah,
Hilton.
Hilton, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But we're going to have a full party.
Maybe I'll spend the night there at the hotel.
You should. There's special rates there. And we're staying there.
You're staying at the hotel?
Yeah, I'm staying at the hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go to breakfast together.
Well, I don't know.
Just
I don't know.
I'll be up at 5:30. I'll be waiting in the restaurant.
I won't.
I just don't want to miss it.
I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to tell the kids, y'all keep on a lookout for Habibi. Make sure we wake up at a certain different time than he is. But
no, I know that breakfast thing, you and Eva, is like your own, that's your own time to have breakfast.
You know, I'd rather eat breakfast than lunch. I'm a big breakfast person.
Yeah. No,
I like
no
breakfast.
Shit, really. I saw that picture.
By the way, I'm going to send you the picture.
Looked like an open buffet.
It was. It was really good. Yeah. But you got to have breakfast with me every now and then.
Yes. Yeah. When we go to Mexico.
But
breakfast in Mexico is different. It's just cool.
Yeah. You're in Mexico. I mean,
no, it's just like the flavor, the atmosphere, the weather, the scenery, the water. It's
the
just
women.
Like not. Not when Eva's with us.
No.
When Eva's with us,
the woman.
Yeah, the one woman. That's right. Woman, the one woman.
For you, the women.
Thank you very much. No, but I'm excited too about this.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
See? Liverpool.
But I wish I could go with you, Habibi.
I know.
You know, I
hope I can do it again.
Yeah, but.
I mean, I know in my mind this might be the only and the last time. Mm-hmm. But if it's really, really cool, why not?
But no, Habibi, I'm excited about your trip.
Thank you.
I'm excited to see.
I can't wait to send you like reports.
Yes, make sure it's reports.
I will.
And make sure it's the right pictures this time, not like last time when you sent me dick pics by accident on WhatsApp.
That was a different game. I did not do that. Please, you have to say I did not do that. No, but I really can't wait to send you some videos.
Yes.
From,
send us
and
the videos.
I'm really, really going to try to
and
get
some
videos.
And then we're going to have Habibi reports from Liverpool.
Yep.
And we're going to have a segment there, and we're going to hear all about it in the next episode.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing live. And really, I'm excited about getting some feedback from fans, from organizers, from hopefully I can get to the owner of Liverpool. You know who's a part owner of Liverpool?
Who?
You're not going to believe that. LeBron James.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
LeBron James, part owner of the Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah. I don't like LeBron James. I think he's a crybaby. I don't. I mean, I don't say I hate him. But I just don't like him.
He's an amazing player.
Yeah, I mean,
he
does a lot of
flops. The charisma and...
His flops and he...
But I also think he does a lot of good charity stuff.
I don't... you know what, Bobby? If I saw that part aspect of it, I probably would have liked the guy. I don't like him as a player. How about that? I don't like how he plays basketball.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's a flopper. I think he's part of the reason him and James Harden are the reason why basketball is where it is right now. It's not. It's actually they're having the NBA is having a hard time.
That's right.
Because
they have an image.
The image problem.
Yes.
Because they don't want the players don't want to play defense, and then they want to be the highest paid. You know, on the payroll, they want to be the highest paid, and they don't really care about the fans. And I'm not sure if you saw the highlights in the All-Star game, but there was not really an All-Star game.
I used to watch the All-Star game regularly.
Yeah, because it's actually a game. The players.
Now, I don't even know many of the players' names. I used to know all the players and all the teams.
Because basketball was actually a pretty good sport.
They said if Michael Jordan plays basketball now, mm-hmm. he will average 50, 60 points.
Yeah,
probably
more.
The rules are.
80 to 100 points. Kobe Bryant, you know, he's... We had defense in those days.
Yes.
Think about Hakeem Olajuwon and Otis
Thorpe.
Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, the Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys. I mean, Isaiah Thomas in those days. And you had the Celtics and you had the Lakers. And we had defense.
Yes.
But anyways, the image problem behind that. And I think, you have LeBron James is a part of that problem along with, James Harden.
Reflection of the society we're into.
Exactly.
Really. You know, you always find sports and movies.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of society. Yeah.
But a sport that's coming up is soccer. Soccer's becoming big.
Yeah, they're going to be seven games in Houston.
Yeah, for a
seven games in Houston. I can't. Okay, I have a question before we finish tonight. How, when there's a big event like Super Bowl or eventually like the World Cup, or how could the tickets be sold out in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And they're all going to a third party, like, StubHub. When do regular people have a chance to buy it at face value?
I don't think they do. I think it's a system. You know, I read up into it, and I've actually asked people. There's software that's already out, that's out there for ticket brokers and these other companies.
That as soon as it go up in sale,
it buys the software.
Okay, if somebody's watching and know how to get a big concert or big event tickets at face value when they're out for sale, please let us know.
You're going to buy the software.
I mean, the tickets to the Liverpool game.
The reselling tickets.
The Liverpool game, mm-hmm. The face value is 60 sterling pounds. Mm-hmm. Because, you
what's
know,
that?
They don't
what's
have euros.
In dollars?
I think, I don't know, like, you know, I'm not sure. Like, okay. 1.6 or 1.7. The sterling pound is higher
okay.
than the euro.
Okay, so that's
definitely.
Okay, it's like double.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bought it for a lot more than that.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's 60 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I want to buy a concert tickets in Houston at the sale price.
Right.
I don't want to buy it from Ticketmaster and StubHub, like 4 or 5 times more expensive. How can you do that?
I don't know. I don't think there's a way now. I think our capitalist situation, our setup here in the United States allows, there's no regulations on these companies to create
like there's no maximum of what any company can buy.
I don't know.
I think there is, but
they find
there's loopholes around.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, if you can set up, if you have the software buying it, that automatically you can have
like 10 under different. Yeah,
you got 10 different companies yeah. buying these, and then there's all one company.
But that's just not fair, really.
It's not.
It's just not fair. I really want to know what is the rule for mm-hmm. buying any big event tickets yeah. without having to go to a third party.
Well, I have news for you.
What?
Elvis Presley's dead.
Huh?
So, Elvis is dead.
Man, so. I just bought tickets. I bought it like 15 years ago. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, brother, I am very excited.
I'll see you guys from Liverpool, from Anfield. I will be the guy holding this sign saying, Brand Nation, New Rock.
Yeah, the Habibi Show. And thank you guys again for...
Thank you, Justin.
...for watching and paying attention to us. I don't know why you want to listen, but if you did... I hope you enjoyed it.
I'll watch it.
I would. I'm excited about
it. And Justin will make it look even better.
Yes, he does. He does some magic to it.
Yeah.
But thank you for following the Habibi Show. And don't forget to log on. We're on Instagram. We'll be on Facebook. We have all the social media profiles. But it's thehabibishow.tv. Until next week, I am Hector. And this is...
Samer Habibi.
The Habibi. Until next week, be blessed.